With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Republican state lawmakers are asking Governor Jared Polis to call a special session so they can tackle education issues before school starts this fall. Scott Franz has more.
Senators want to pass a bill giving parents an option to take public money so they can educate their children at home during the coronavirus pandemic. Supporters say it would help keep children safe while letting parents hire their own teachers and purchase broadband. But Polis is rejecting the call for a special session, saying the Republican plan would hurt public schools.
That proposal would result in less choices for parents. By forcing the closure of some schools and some of the online programs that already exist in our state.
Democratic lawmakers are calling the request a, quote, political stunt. Meanwhile, Polis is encouraging schools that are not having students return in person to use their buildings to offer daycare. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
A Utah-based company called Domo is selling COVID-19 tracking services to public health agencies in the Mountain West. As Ray Ellen Bichelle reports, it shows where the greatest risk of COVID-19 may be coming from.
The service looks at cell phone activity and determines where those active phones are usually based. So are they residents that are out and about or tourists from states that are seeing big spikes in COVID-19? Brian Devine is the deputy incident commander for the COVID-19 response for two counties in southwest Colorado.
The data tell us that there's more people from Texas out and about on the streets of Pagosa Springs on any given day than there are residents of Archuleta County out and about. And of course, that doesn't mean that there's actually more Texans in the county, just that more of them are active and doing things and using their phones.
And that might mean they pose a greater risk when it comes to spreading COVID-19. As a result, the health agency has decided to focus its messaging on safe business practices and mask wearing, as opposed to messages targeting residents about staying at home and avoiding non-essential activities. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
The arts campus at Willits is adding family-friendly mini performances by local theater company to its weekly Wednesday Night Live events. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
Each 15-minute vignette features the characters Cloud, Rowdy, and Gidget. They play in a backyard fort and socially distance to keep each other safe. Renee Prince is the executive director of Voices, which is putting on the shows.
The real impetus is to bring joy and delight and laughter to kids and families right now. And theater is a really wonderful tool for that. When the world is feeling out of control, we can still play pretend.
Members of the theater troupe will be stationed at Triangle Park in Willits as part of Wednesday Night Live. The first performance is tonight at 5:30. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.